This episode of La Verdad Podcast is brought to you by our friend Sonia Figueroa of CSonia.com.
You know, Christian, there are times when I'm handing over my rent money that I'm like, man, how much money have I thrown away?
It's true, Vife. You know, you want this sense of independence and you move out and find an apartment and everything seems great until you realize how much money you're just giving away to someone else.
I know, man. Purchasing a home has definitely been on my mind a lot lately. And I just have so many questions. You know, they don't teach you these things in school.
Well, thankfully, Sonia Figueroa is here to help. She's an expert when it comes to purchasing a home, especially for first-time buyers like you.
Check out our chica, Sonia Figueroa, at csonia.com. That is www.seesonia.com. And find her on all social media platforms to get started on your journey towards becoming a homeowner. That's true independence.
And mi gente, ella habla español.
You're now listening to La Verdad Podcast.
Bueno, mi gente, welcome back to another episode of La Verdad Podcast, and this is your host, Christian. And today, people probably watching Facebook Live right now are like, damn, what happened? Where's V-Fig, and where's Nati, and April, and everybody? I'm riding solo today, but El Corillo here is helping me out today. Let me adjust my microphone here so I'm not leaning. So actually, big shout out to V-Fig. She's probably getting on a plane right now. She's in New York visiting family. Everyone's out of the state this whole weekend. I was trying to talk to a couple people and trying to get some helping hands for this weekend, but everybody's busy, so hopefully no one's busy next weekend, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the podcast, which is an event that we're going to be having. So that's why I brought these two gentlemen here to help me out. You've seen these two guys before in our podcast. You've seen Roberto before. He's been in two of our podcasts. He did one with Urban Pilon, which is his company, and also with Bomba Combuya, which is where these two guys perform with. So Roberto, how are you, bro?
Man, I'm good, man.
You're doing good.
Nice.
You're doing
to be
good
here.
Thank you for coming by too, because it's definitely one of those things where I can't talk by myself. I feel like I could talk, but man, I'll be talking a bunch of bobería, you know. I won't really get any point across. And then we have Pito here with us today. He's been here as well with Bomba Combuya, so you've probably seen him before in some of our videos. So the one thing, though, I want to say is share this Facebook Live. It's going to be a group talk, more of a discussion of what is happening in Puerto Rico. We're going to go into detail as far as what our family was going through. We want to talk about the event that we have coming up. It's a collaboration event between Urban Pilon, La Verdad Podcast, and Bomba Combuya as well. And we're getting together within the community next week on October 22nd, and we'll talk about that as well. We want to talk about where the money's going to, some of the stuff that we've heard Trump talking about in Puerto Rico, and what's happening. So share this podcast. Before I continue with the podcast, I do want to get you guys some links. Go to our website on www.lavel.ltd, and you'll be able to find more information on this event that we have, the reconstruction event. Also, if you go onto Facebook and you search for Urban Pilon or you search for La Verdad LTD, you'll be able to find the actual ticket link for this event as well. And then all of the information as far as the menu that we're going to be providing, the music, what time the music's going to happen, all that. So go ahead and share and get as many people as you can for a last barbecue that we're going to get in this in Chicago before it gets really cold. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So before I continue, how are you guys doing, man? I know you said you're doing good. You're doing good, man.
As good as it gets right now. As good as I can be.
It's definitely been, I think, what is this, day 26, day 25?
Yes.
So for those who might not be aware, you know, hopefully by this time you probably seen something in the news. If not, then you could tell that something's bad is happening. But Puerto Rico got hit by Hurricane Maria. Not only Puerto Rico, but a couple of the other Caribbean islands as well, the Virgin Islands, part of the Dominican Republic as well. Pero Puerto Rico got hit really hard, right? It was one of those, it's the hurricane where people in the island are saying is the worst thing they've seen, especially people around my age, you know, the 26 to 29 year olds, 30 year olds that never experienced some of the other big hurricanes. Mm-hmm. They're saying that this has been the worst thing that has happened to the island in a very long time. It was actually a Category 4 hurricane, but it was about to be a Category 5 by only 10 miles, I think 10 miles per hour. So the winds were crazy, 150 miles per hour wind. It took the island right through the hurricane hit the island right completely, right? Usually what happened in Puerto Rico, and a lot of people will say, es que estamos bendecidos, right? Because the hurricanes will go like right above it or right under it, y nunca los tocaba. So Irma was one of them, right? Where it just kind of hit them a little bit towards the side, and people were like, ah, aquí no pasó nada, and all that. And I remember for a very long time growing up and saying, man, Puerto Rico tiene like some power or something because nothing ever hits it.
Dicen que el yunque always protected the island.
So there's a podcaster that I listened to. His name's Chente Hidrach, and he's been able to document what's happening within Puerto Rico in a visual perspective. So he does vlogging.
Yeah.
And right now, the island has been able to get a little bit of power, certain places in the island, right? So I think, what was the numbers that we said?
We were talking about 85% of the island is still without electricity, and a lot of the major hospitals are still running on generators.
Exactly. So for the first week, I want to say no one had electricity, and then eventually, specifically the San Juan area, like the main capital area, was able to get electricity. So this podcaster I listened to, he's in the San Juan area, and he's been able to document going towards the smaller parts of the island and then coming back, obviously, and uploading it into the YouTube so we could see it. But he mentioned, he's like, in the beginning when Hurricane Maria hit, a lot of people were not prepared because... And I could see that right now with some of the things that are happening. But it was because they were kind of like acostumbrado for the hurricane to not hit Puerto Rico that much, right? Yeah. So usually they'll be like, oh, no, es que necesito agua por lo menos por dos o tres días.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, but whenever there was some type of issue here in Chicago, like let's say it's going to be flooding or whatever, or you should go buy products, I will probably just buy for 2-3 days anyways.
Yeah.
Right?
Same here.
Right.
So right now we're on day 26, and for those people who probably bought things for 2-3 days, it's already gone.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So I wanted to talk a little bit more on perhaps personal family situations. Maybe you've been able to get in contact, but when the hurricane hit, we didn't hear from family for, what, a couple, some of us maybe a week, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Some of us probably still haven't heard.
Which was scary, tragic. You know, the diaspora was going crazy.
I remember when it first happened and you know, we were able to get together and you guys performed that at the relief event that was literally 2 days after it happened. But it was a sense of desesperación, right? You just didn't know. You know, a lot of us have family, have our mom, our parents. I have my uncle in Puerto Rico. And some of us know that they weren't doing that great to begin with, right? And now that this hurricane hit, it's like, holy crap, ¿qué están haciendo? What are they doing? Are they sleeping? Are they getting... The medications that they need, are they eating or whatnot? So the reason I brought that up was that a lot of times people only package for 2-3 days. There hasn't been water, there hasn't been light for already been what 25 days. And the biggest issue that we're seeing right now is that it's not that they don't have access to the water or they don't have access to buy food. It's that they don't have access to ATMs.
Yeah.
Because everything is cash.
Yeah.
Right. So I was talking to my uncle and he's like, I have money and stuff, but I can't get to it. He's in Arecibo. He's like,
tienes que hacer fila.
Not just that, but like in Arecibo, probably one is working, right? Arecibo's a big town. And for him to be able to go and make feel out for that, you never know si alguien te va a saltar when you finish taking your money out. And then, or you have to drive all the way to San Juan to be able to get money out of there. So have you guys heard any stories or have you talked to family members in Puerto Rico lately?
Yeah, so I talk on the daily. I try to talk on the daily to my mom. She's in Ponce, and It took about 6 or 7 days before I, you know, I got to talk to her. Man, that was rough.
I bet.
You know, that was rough. But some of the heartbreaking stories that I hear is about her being in line, haciendo fila. She's about fifth to the front, and they run out of water.
Oh,
man. Or the electricity goes out in the ATMs in el banco.
That's también. What I've heard, yep. Mm-hmm.
And then, and that's a constant issue, you know? Yeah. So
I've heard about that story where, you know, or the gas stations in the beginning, there was no gas. So people will be waiting in line, and then they'll get to the point of being able to fill in their tanques, you know, and boom, it was already done. There was no more gas, and then you have to go wait in another line. And it just gets frustrating. I bet if I was in that situation, man, I wouldn't know what to do. I feel like nuestra gente de Puerto Rico have gotten patience, yes, and have been, yes, yes, working, yeah, together like crazy.
I mean,
man,
they felt helpless. I mean, I know they have to feel helpless. I feel helpless here.
Yeah.
You right. know, I mean, I know after that hurricane hit, we had a few gigs. Those were the toughest gigs to get through.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't get through a set. Like, we were choking up. We were just shit. We were shit on stage.
Just that feeling of not being able to help. And I'm thinking as like musicians, you know, and artists, like, how do you act happy, or how do you?
That's hard.
Because you have,
it's hard to go to work. It's hard to just get up in the morning and be like, I haven't spoken to my mother. I don't know how my sisters are doing. I don't know how my nieces and nephews are. I'm just like, it's like, I could just imagine what they're going through, and just like, they're probably hungry, they're thirsty. I don't know if they're getting their medication. It was brutal. I mean, it's still, I mean, we still feel this way. It's not easy.
So my fear is that, you know, I think, And rightfully so, we may be getting like emotionally tired, mm-hmm, right? Of going through this all the time, every day. Puerto Rico, in some situations, for the most part, things are not getting better fast enough. Yeah. And people who did not save food, which I'm sure the vast majority did not save food for 25 days, for a month, right? Who does that?
Yeah.
No, I know I wouldn't. Yep. Right, they're running out of food. We're getting tired, and so, man, you see what I'm saying?
There's been a lot of communication of people, the opposite happening in Puerto Rico. So I think a lot of us, because we live in such a fast paced society here in Chicago, especially, our mentality has changed a little bit. Where it's like, hey, man, I need my food right now. I need it like this and that.
Yeah,
right. But something beautiful has happened in Puerto Rico, you know, amidst all the chaos and all that, is that I've noticed and I've heard, not only from my uncle, but from people that have been posting up, that people have been helping each other out more than before. Before, it was just kind of like, you go to your house by yourself, you didn't talk to your neighbor. Now it's like, damn, I have no internet, man.
I gotta talk to my neighbor.
Para que ayuden y esto lo otro. Yeah. But then always, in any society, there's always things bad that happen. And I think the biggest, la desesperación más grande that's happening right now, and what I'm seeing, is that things are not getting done fast enough.
Right.
And this whole notion, and we brought this up before in the podcast, that we are U.S. citizens, it's been clearly shown that we're second class citizens.
Oh, yeah.
Straight
in Puerto Rico. I think if anyone has not noticed that yet, it's like, hello, man, wake up, dude. Because we've seen it. I mean, we had, and I wanted to talk about this more. It's the president of the United States, right? Who was also the president of the Virgin Islands, if you're not aware.
He's not aware, obviously.
He's not aware of it. And he's the president of Puerto Rico, too, obviously. But he went to Puerto Rico, right? So if you're not aware that Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, we've been U.S. citizens since like 1917, I want to say, when they used Puerto Ricans to be able to go to war. They've used us in the two world wars. They used us in the Korean War, Iraq, Iran. I mean, we've been everywhere.
Military bases on fertile land.
Oh yeah, military base in Vieques for a very, very long time. So we've definitely paid our dues, right, to be quote unquote U.S. citizens, right? So we had the president of the United States, Donald Trump, go to Puerto Rico, and if it wasn't a, ¿cómo se dice? If it wasn't a slap in the face. I don't know what you will call it, right? To me, it was the biggest slap in the face. And I remember watching it and just getting pissed off.
Oh, man. I was so irritated.
I went downstairs. I was like, este presidente mierda que tenemos, blah, blah, blah. Like, and my dad was so pissed off and everybody. And it was just kind of like this feeling of like, damn. We've talked about it so many times. We've brought it up. We've read about it. But now I feel it.
Yeah.
Now I definitely feel that we're being treated like second class. And I don't know if you guys share the same
sentiment. I was angry, man. That was like, that's not relief. That was like he was doing a tour. Like, this was his, like, he's gearing up for the next election or something. Like, let me show my face. Let me throw paper towels at these savages. Let me.
Yeah. Yo, that was the biggest. The paper towel thing was kind of like the topping.
That was one. Did you hear the one where he's like talking about these water tablets? Oh, you would drink water if you put these like, I wouldn't.
Mother. Right. Oh, you need this flashlight? Wow. No, you don't.
You don't need. That. You guys. What?
I felt like a real big a big disrespect, because it was kind of like in the sense of like, oh, like, ew, don't touch me kind of thing. Yeah. Like, with this on like savages, like you said, you know.
It felt like a different time, like the 1920s.
That shit felt like I was, man.
I was so angry.
The imperial government came and, you know.
It was so bad. And I just sat there in awe and I was like, is this really happening? Like, if you don't wake up now, like, I don't know what else you need to wake up to see that we're not treated the same as another person. And then you have a lot of people that, and I don't want to get into politics here, and I'm sorry about that, but like, you have people that, oh,
I don't mind, Puerto Rico
needs to become a state or this isn't that. It's like, bro, like, it don't matter. They still didn't treat you well. Like, it's just kind of like, now you need to wake up and see that it is up to us. It is up to us in the diaspora. It's up to us in Puerto Rico to rebuild our own, because they don't care, and that's the president of the United States, and I'm sure there's another million people that feel the same way he feels, and feels that Puerto Ricans are second class citizens, and that's just it was a reality check for a lot of people, I think, but it was more of a slap in the face, like, yo, like, you guys are down, let me kick you a little bit more, because then that wasn't even it, bro. Like, he goes to Puerto Rico. Right, and then
talked about the debt.
He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry to tell you guys, but you guys fucked us all up."
Oh, right.
He talked about
brought up the budget.
Like, yo, dude, like, are you serious right now? Are you serious?
Then it was, oh my god. Then he like downplayed the amount of deaths, comparing it to Katrina. Like
that.
Yeah.
How does? I don't understand how any human being like why. Who is this guy's counsel? Who are his advisors?
Why exactly. Like, whoever is his advisor, man, you suck.
You know this brother got problems in the head. He doesn't have a filter. He's just like. He's not educated like the brother is. Like, I don't have a filter. Thank God I got people around me that act as my filter. Birdo's one that acts as my filter because I just speak my mind. Like, if it's wrong, it's wrong. Like, dude,
but it's still kind of like you're in a position of a lot of power.
Yes.
Right? You're the president. You're
the most powerful position.
The president of the quote-unquote greatest country in the world, right? And people see you as like what you say is what's right. Yeah. Right, and you're supposed to be kind of like that leader of okay, pasaron por una a real bad time. Let me be that relief for you. Let me be that tell you that everything's gonna be all right. Nope, everything's not gonna be all right. Yeah. Actually, you know, you guys have cost us a lot of money, and then a couple of days later, and he tweets that, you know, he needs to take FEMA
the military,
away,
right. The
and
first responders.
I've been seeing people on Facebook that I'm friends with, especially in the metro area, right, in San Juan, people that are able to go online. And there's this feeling of hatred now against Trump. It's everyone. There's these signs in Puerto Rico that they've been putting up, and it's his face, and it says pendejo on it.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is that people weren't feeling like that before. Right, there were kind of like, there was a lot of people that were like, oh no, you know, they're gonna take care of us.
He's the same.
And now
he's the same.
Yeah, and now it's changed big time. And the crazy part behind it is that with this mass exodus that's probably gonna happen from Puerto Rico, right, because it's so bad over there, all these people that were treated bad are not gonna vote Republican, so they're gonna swing that vote, like, most likely in Florida. Texas is another one that they're gonna be going to. And they're probably gonna swing that vote. Yeah, eat that whole eat that, because you want it to be arrogant, you want it to talk how it is and say all these crazy things.
And I hope it happens, you know. And then now this last vote that they had, what was that, in Congress? They just put out a list of folks that voted against
It's about what?
It was like 69 different Republicans that voted against additional aid for Puerto Rico. Like, This is for the next election. When these people are running for election, please, man.
If you don't, man, if you don't, man, little Bobo.
These are folks that were, their majority are from Texas. These Republicans, like, we just helped you guys. We were part of that. We got folks, we had Puerto Ricans that were actually on the ground there helping. Like, and now, like, it's whatever, man.
I'm just so over it at this point.
Just one of the crazy parts is just the help. Like, we're not even asking, like, and I say we because I consider myself to be in the same situation,
right?
Or feeling feeling what they're feeling right now, and they're asking for help, and instead they're getting, oh no, okay, we're gonna give you a loan, right, but you gotta pay us back, or we're gonna help you out with these certain things, but you know, you're not giving up, you're not doing your part, you're not helping out, you're not you want everything done for you. It's like, bro, like, what else can we do? Like, we're stuck in a situation where we can't. Outside of the taxes
that they, you know.
Yeah, that's the only time we're citizens, actually, is when it's tax time. Yeah.
It's a very sad situation, and I wanted to bring that up because I think us here in the diaspora, and we keep using that word. If you're not familiar with the word diaspora, Google it, man. There's a lot of insight behind it. But basically, it's the people that have left Puerto Rico, or the sons of the people that have left Puerto Rico, and are living in the United States, right? I've seen the diaspora stand up and do things that I've never seen before in my life.
Yeah.
Because of this feeling of man, they're hitting us while we're down. And if I wasn't prouder to be Puerto Rican, I think I'm at a high when it comes down to how proud I am to be Puerto Rican, because I've seen people that are not Puerto Rican stand up and do things for the community as well, for the island. So
absolutely.
Yesterday there was a big event all over Univision, Telemundo, NBC, MTV. Everybody had it out. And that was the Somos Unidos.
Was that the one that J-Lo was shaking
J-Lo.
Her ass?
J-Lo, Mark Anthony.
I didn't watch it, but I heard.
It was
I was watching
good.
The Cubs game, unfortunately. But I had my iPad and I was watching that. It was great, though, to see that non-Puerto Ricans were involved big time. So you had, like, P. Diddy showed up. Mm-hmm. You had all these people. And that kind of share the same sentiment as, like, yo, they're treating you guys like second-class citizens. Mm-hmm. Stand up and do something about it. Raise money for it. I'm hoping that the money goes into good hands. Right. I mean, all of us here have seen how money gets mismanaged, or a lot of that money goes towards the production of this or that, or some people there might be just showing face for an next CD that they're about to release. I don't know, but I'm hoping that the money gets used for and it gets into the hands of the people in the montañas, the people that are in the island in the middle right there that are not getting the help that they need.
Absolutely.
So your family's from Ponce, and then you guys are in Guayama,
right? We're from Guayama, right? Yes.
Two of the areas right now that I think got hit pretty hard, right, as far as no aid right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think, we don't see FEMA very much, if we do.
Yeah, we're not seeing much of anything.
I know that, for example, in Arecibo, I think Arecibo, Manatí, some of those areas, I think that's where the eye of the hurricane was kind of where it left, right? And a lot of people my uncle was telling me, he's like, it looks like a nuclear bomb hit Puerto Rico, right? Because he's in the area where you don't get aid right away. You know, you're not getting relief right away. And I remember he asked for us to send him a package of batteries, lanterns, and I think it was just batteries and lanterns. So we went to Menards, and this is a good resource for you guys that perhaps are thinking, what the heck do I send family or friends? Just lanterns and batteries to get them going, because as we were mentioning earlier, was that they might have money, but remember, nowadays we don't really carry cash, and we don't carry cash for no 20 days, right? We carry cash for probably the club that we're going to go to, and we got to pay the entrance fee, right? $20 or whatever, instead of the $1,000, $2,000 that takes you to live a whole month, right? He's like, yeah, I have the money right now, but I don't have access to an ATM. because obviously there's no light.
Yeah.
There's no communication. So we sent them the batteries, the lanterns, and all that. I'm hoping it gets there. It's been a little bit longer. I mean, I expected it. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because we want to touch upon the event that we have on Sunday, yeah. October 22nd. And so I packaged everything up and I sent it via priority mail. And that kind of goes hand in hand with what we're doing for Sunday's event. So this Sunday, October 22nd, so next week, we're teaming up with Urban Pilon. We're teaming up with Booyah. And we're going to bring a unique show, I want to say. To me, it's unique, man. I've never done anything like that before. We're getting together at the Booyah, at the Urban Pilon headquarters at Roberto's house. And we're going to barbecue, man. You want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I just thought about like some of the things that we can offer, right? And we know that there's a big need, and like you were saying, Christian, is that we're hoping that a lot of the things that people are donating, that it's actually going to the right places, but we don't know that. You know, there's a lot of logistical issues, and there's stories of big shipments still in San Juan, right? And so what we want to do is that we want to provide shipping for people to send to their loved ones. So basically what we're going to do, Cristian, if we could show the box, that's the priority mail, the flat rate box that you can get at the post office. And it's about 70 pounds of capacity of weight, yeah, that you could put in there, wrap it up real good, right? And basically what you can do is you could fill it up. If you don't have a lot of money, you could actually go in your pantry, get some stuff that you know that your family needs, so you can actually individualize it, personalize it the way that, or to the things that your family needs, because what your family needs and what my family needs may not be the same thing. We may have obviously different needs. So you fill up the box, and then on Thursday, from 6 to 9, I'll be at San Lucas. I'll be at San Lucas Church. We'll put the address on the link, yeah, right? We'll put the address, yeah, there. It's in Humble Park, right across the street. And basically, you're just going to drop it off. And then you need to please, please, please leave your name, the person that it's going to, and obviously the address as to where it's going to. So that way, you can actually send it, and it goes directly to the person in need.
So what we're trying to do is, within the event that we have on October 22nd, the event's actually a $25 suggested donation. Correct. At the door. So within the event, what's going to happen is you're going to come into to the Urban Pilon headquarters. That I named that, you know, like, by the way.
All right,
that.
All right, I'll take it.
So we're going to have food, right?
Yeah.
You're not just going in there to pay $25 to just hang out. No, we're going to have amazing food,
yeah,
that you've probably never had before in your
for
life.
Sure.
So we're going to have what? I think it's like 4 grills going at the same time. We got people
more
cooking, volunteering. We're also going to have amazing music, right? So we have Bomba Kombuya is going to be performing.
Absolutely.
So this event starts at 4 p.m. October 22nd on 4 p.m. on Sunday. It's very chill. BYOB, because I don't want to be supplying alcohol and then you guys don't like what I drink or whatnot. we'll have some waters there and stuff like that, but go ahead, bring your little cooler, but be ready to eat and have a great time with amazing people.
Right.
But what we're doing with that money is what Roberto is talking about. So once we collect that money, once we get people's donation, you could also donate even if you're not going to the event. Just go to the link.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So this is really important, is that with this money, we want to be super, super transparent. We want to let you know, you know, the next day on Facebook, on our page, right, on our discussion of reconstruction, we want to put how much we actually raised that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to let you know how much we raised, and then we're going to let you know exactly what we're doing.
Yep. So
with the money,
with all the money that's coming in, and we're saying we're going to get 75 to 100 people, who knows, right? But I definitely want to say that with the money that we get, that's what Roberto was explaining, is that we want to pay for the shipping of these boxes, right?
Right.
So, you know, a lot of times we were debating, oh, maybe we should send supplies here. But you know your family. You know what they need. Perhaps you know your friend. maybe they don't need batteries. Maybe they stocked up on a bunch of batteries, but they need, you know, canned foods or they need diapers for a baby. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to the store and assume that everybody needs batteries. So I want you guys to create your own care package, right? But I know that a lot of times you might be hesitant to do it because it costs a lot of money to send this box. You know, it could be $20 that you could use. I think it's, what, $17.99 or $18.99? Yeah.
And then what it provides also that I want to mention is it provides tracking. You have a tracking number so that you know when it's going or where it's at. And it also provides insurance.
Exactly. So that $20 that you were going to spend, I'm rounding up, by the way, that $20 that you were probably going to spend on paying for the shipping, use that to add more stuff into this box.
Yeah.
We will cover that from the proceeds of this event that we're having on the 22nd. And then if we have any money left over of that event, we're definitely going to put it to use for people directly to Puerto Rico, right? One of the biggest things that we wanted to do was we wanted to make sure that it gets to the hands of the people, right? As opposed to paying a CEO or as opposed to paying for logistics here and there.
Right.
We are not going to make any money out of that. We just want to send it directly to Puerto Rico, talk to the people that we know. Each one of us knows a lot of people in Puerto Rico. And then perhaps if you have a family that's in need, hit us up, you know, contact us. Maybe you don't have the money to go to the event. I don't care. Just hit us up. Talk to us. Send us a message. If you don't have the money but you still want to send something out, I don't want that to stop you either. Because the ultimate goal is to help our patria. So just message us. You could go to reconstructionevent@gmail.com or you could email Urban Pilon at the Facebook page. You could email La Verdad as well. And we'll be more than happy to answer you guys because I definitely want to help out anyone and whoever needs help in Puerto Rico. And I think the best way to do it was by sending this because we get the tracking information. We get the insurance behind it as well.
Right. And also we want to personalize it. So if you can actually have when your family gets the package, we'd love to see the family that we're helping. So if you could send us pictures of that, just so that people know that, you know, the packages are getting there and that we're doing good work.
Yeah. And you know, the reason we created this event, I remember I was talking to Roberto right after the hurricane happened, and we were just kind of like sitting down like, man, what the heck could we do, right? Because we're always talking about Puerto Rico. Obviously, Puerto Rico is a big deal to us, not only for La Verdad, but for Buya and for Urban Pilon. So the main thing that, you know, we were like, okay, I love to barbecue, you know? and obviously, Roberto, that's his thing, you know? Mm-hmm. So we were like, let's get together and let's this barbecue. And I was like, man, it's going to be super cold, but who knows, man? Lately, it's been kind of weird. So I'm hoping next week, I think it says it's going to be like in the 70s. It's going to be
global warming.
Yeah. Even if it's cold, we still have the ability to go inside.
Right.
The location is awesome. We checked it out. We did everything.
Right. It's a double lot. Yeah. A double lot and a half. You know, there's room. There's trees.
Yeah. It's definitely very, it's going to have this really cool, like, community environment. If you've never met anyone before, I think this is the perfect time for you to come out and meet La Verdad, meet Urban Pilon, meet Buya, because we're all going to be there hands-on, helping out, cooking, you know, having a great time with each other. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest part that I liked about the event was that's going to happen is that it's more of a chill session, right? Yeah. I'm all for, like, chilling and having a great time, but also knowing that that money is going towards helping perhaps my uncle, helping my cousins over in Puerto Rico as well. So I think, you know, if you could do us a big favor and go to the Facebook event, if you know you're going to go, I ask that you please buy your ticket ahead of time.
That way we know we have a good gauge as that gives far us a good how idea. Much meat we have to buy, you know.
Because I know us Puerto Ricans, man, we'll be like, ah, yo, what? Yes, we're going to be collecting money at the door. But it'll be awesome if you could come, if you could pay before, just so we could have a tally of how many people are coming. And we don't have to be breaking our heads on the day of the event. Also, if you cannot come by but you feel like you want to donate, it's more than we'll be more than happy to take that donation. You could just go onto the Facebook page as well. I'll go ahead and put the link on the video. Anything else you wanted to bring up about in the event?
I'm thinking that, man, I feel like a lot of times we're taxed because our heart is so involved in this. you know, we may be taxed financially. So one thing that I would suggest is, man, let's get some corporate dollars together. Go to your job. Go to your boss. Go to your supervisor. Go to your company and get money together. Do it that way, you know. If you don't have money, promote the event. That's another way that you could help. But get some corporate dollars together. Get your company to maybe give some money. And then let's send out packages to people that need.
Yeah. And if you, for example, if you don't know what to put in the box, I think we mentioned already, but when I sent the box over to my uncle in Arecibo, I sent some lanterns, which, by the way, I bought at Menards really cheap. I feel like they knew. They're like, oh, man, I thought Bodyguard was coming here. So they had them really cheap. They had like a rebate going on, which I sent the rebate in already. But eventually, essentially $6 and $5 rebate, so you only pay $1. And I use these lanterns. I use them for camping every year, and they're like, you could you know, they have a nice meter of how bright they could go and all that. So only for $1, you have an awesome. And it comes with batteries too. Wow. By the way. Okay. So I send them 4 of those, which could definitely light up the whole house.
Right.
And then batteries are a little bit more expensive, but if those are 2 essential items that people are needing in Puerto Rico, because who likes to be in the dark, right? Yeah. Especially late at night, pitch black. There's no lights outside either. So batteries are a big one. Water might be a little bit harder to ascend, right? Because water is so heavy, and it might be you can't fit water bottles in here, but you could fit canned items, right? So I mean, you're a food guy, man, so you know what canned items are pretty good to send.
All right. Well, one of the things that I sent to my family was I went on Amazon, and then I did a... There are some things that you can send. Some things you can't, but if Amazon allows you to do it, I have been able to send crank radios, like camping stuff.
So you go onto the Amazon site.
Right, I go to Amazon site and I put ship in my
to them direct. Okay.
Yeah, my mom's address on there. Okay. And some things I haven't been able to send, but there are some things that I have.
Okay.
So she has this crank radio.
Okay.
It also is a flashlight.
Okay.
And it's also solar powered and a phone charger.
Yeah, those solar.
Another thing I sent is a battery operated fan.
Yeah.
It's hot. Another thing that I sent was a mosquitero, a net for the mosquitoes. Because things, especially for people in the campo, man, they need that. They need also bug spray. Mm. Right? Let me see some of the things. Oh, and I like to go to Harbor Freights at the Brickyard. I think that their prices are really good.
They got real.
And they have solar powered stuff, solar powered lights. So I sent my mom solar powered lights, solar powered garden lights.
Wow.
And that has been able to give her some light.
And I think too, I was talking to, I think Vanessa brought it up too, you know, obviously this is things that men don't think about, but like sanitary products for women, right?
Yeah.
So if you know your family, you know what they're gonna need.
Exactly.
So, you know, fill it up. But I just want to give you guys ideas out there. Perhaps you haven't been able to get into contact, or you don't want to waste their messages or anything like that. But you could fill it up with, you know, sanitary products. If there's a baby in the family, diapers, obviously,
mm-hmm.
Canned foods, and just batteries are the essentials that you need right now. Matches, you know, for, you know, perhaps you're cooking outside right now. Some of the items that you cannot send out, though, I want to be specific about that, is that lithium batteries. So, you know, you don't send out phone chargers or power banks that have lithium batteries in there, because they might not be able to pass through. Or obviously don't send cash inside the box as well. So there's a lot of little things here and there that you could send. We'll put out throughout the week within our Facebook page, we'll put out different things that you could do to do a care package. Now, I know you mentioned it earlier. We're going to be taking those boxes in on Thursday at San Lucas. So do you have the
address? The address is 2914 West North Avenue, right across the street from the park, from Humboldt Park. Now, there's a gangway there, and there's a latch. You just go through that gangway and you go downstairs. There's a cooking class going on, and you could just leave it there. If my students are generous, they might give you something to eat.
Yeah. So yeah, or just you know, if you want to just hit us up too while we're in while you're going on Thursday, if you want to just message us,
just let
you
us
can
know.
Message Roberto, you can message myself. I'm gonna do my best to be there. I am actually on work trips throughout the week, so just message either one of us. We'll get the word out to someone to maybe perhaps go and pick it up from your car if you can't, or at least guide you to where to get it. Mm-hmm. The whole point is let's get it on our hands so that we could send it out for you, and we could pay that price. But we do want to ask too that once you bring that package, that you give us all the information so that we don't get it wrong when we're printing out the label.
Yeah, just confirm the information.
Yeah, and all that money that we're collecting, like Roberto said, we are going to put a report out on where that money is going.
Super
to.
Super transparent.
Any extra money is going to go directly into helping out someone in Puerto Rico, that you could be sure of. Also, I did want to bring up that we're still selling shirts. La Verdad is still selling shirts, the Quien Dijo Miedo shirts, which the money, the proceeds of that is not only going to Puerto Rico, it's also going to our brothers and sisters in Mexico as well that have been hit hard by the earthquake that they had to deal with. So we do have shirts available still on our site. People have been asking about that. We have a small limited quantity that we're selling, but all the proceeds and profits of those shirts are going to go directly over to Mexico and Puerto Rico. And we're also providing reports every Monday to all of our followers and everybody that subscribed to our newsletter. They're getting those reports as well. So the same type of report that we're sending you for the shirt is the same thing that we're going to do for the reconstruction event.
Okay.
So I know we talked a lot, man, but we still have a couple more things. So
yeah, can I just give a little bit of an opinion about the whole process? I want to say that, you know, in the diaspora, in the Puerto Rican diaspora, there's what in the Chicago area, there's maybe about 200,000 Puerto Ricans. And so you definitely know people, possibly more than likely, you know somebody who may be poor that has loved ones on the island that maybe they can't send them. You know, look out for them and those people. Give us their names and put us in contact with them so that we can send and help out those people too, because we don't want to get a whole bunch of people that have money, you know, and can very much afford to send these packages. I would love to help these families that can't afford it. Yeah. Those are the kind of people that we want to help. Like I said earlier, maybe they can't afford to put all these things in there, but it doesn't matter. You can put used flashlights in there. You can put, you know, used, you know, canned goods that you're not using. Just keep that in mind that, you know, if you can afford to, like, send this box, then maybe you want to refer somebody else.
And I think that's the biggest thing, is that a lot of times we rely on technology a lot.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, wait, but, you know, Fulano's going to know through Facebook. Man, maybe they don't have Facebook to check. So I want to make sure, and I want to, you know, ask our listeners out there to just relay the message. You know, perhaps you're going to the tiendita right now, or later on, you know, la bodega de la esquina or whatever, and you see somebody else. Mira, este, le mandaste algo. Did you send something over to Puerto Rico? Oh, no, es que no tengo chavo para enviar un paquete. Oh, pues, los muchachos de Urban Pilón y La Verdad, they're doing this and that.
Right.
So, like I said, you don't have to be going to the event. You don't have to go to the event to be able to use this, this thing that we're providing. No, just...
Maybe show you up. Don't like good food. Yeah. Maybe you don't like good music.
Maybe you don't like good people. Company.
Maybe, you know.
Or maybe you don't have those $25, which I understand,
true,
right?
That's true.
But come by, hit us up, contact us. You can go directly to San Lucas on Thursdays. That's where you'll see Roberto cooking up some awesome food in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to drop off that box and we'll be able to take care of it. I do want to... you know, emphasize it needs to be a priority mail box, and the reason being is it's a free box that they give you at the
free.
If you don't have it, we'll supply you with those boxes as well. Just let us know ahead of time. We'll have a couple of boxes with us at San Lucas as well, but you know, I'm probably gonna only have like 5 or 6, and if I have 10 people, then we'll you could get them at your post office for free. Just go over there, and they're usually on a shelf that you could pick them up at, or just ask the lady at the counter. Or Yeah, so make sure to priority mailboxes to get the best bang of your buck. Get the one that's the large size, right?
Mm-hmm.
They do have large, they have medium, and then they have a real small one. But the best thing is to get the large one. You could fit up to 70 pounds of things in there. If you do 70 pounds, make sure you have some strong regular tape, not duct tape. We'll have tape as well if you need it. But you know your stuff. You know what you need. Also, make sure you use a lot of padding in there. For the lanterns, I put like a bunch of different padding on there because I know they'd be throwing these boxes here and there. You don't want everything to be ruined as soon as you get there. But I think we covered it, man. We want people to use these boxes.
It's
drop
got
off
tracking.
Thursdays.
It's got insurance.
And then the event. The event's going to be Sunday, October 22nd.
Banging.
It's going to be awesome, man. So I know you guys are going to be jamming out around 8 o'clock. We want to ask you the people to get there at 4 so we can have a great full day of just hanging out.
Yeah, man.
Great music.
Get those corporate dollars. Get those corporate dollars. Hit up your boss, man.
As I mentioned, it's a group talk, man. If you guys have anything else you want to bring up, or I think we kind of covered a lot of the reason why we're doing the event and the reason why we got together today. I think a lot of things are happening in our country, in our pueblo, and they need our help, and they need us. A lot of times we might feel like our hands are tied, but just bringing awareness of what's happening, it's good enough, you know?
Yeah.
And just doing things here and there. I know there's a lot of different relief efforts in Chicago, and I praise everybody that's
straight
doing
up,
stuff.
That's what I was just going to say.
But, you know, if you could help somehow, some way, do it. Right, because you might need help one day.
Do your part.
Exactly.
Do your part.
Exactly. So, anything you want to bring up, Pito?
You know, I did want to mention for those of us that are going to be donating, especially canned goods, whatever we can. You know, it might be a good idea to maybe send can openers. I don't know. You know, a lot of our folks they've lost everything, so. I could just imagine opening a package and I can't really use the stuff. Yeah. So, just little things, keeping stuff like that. You mentioned, products for feminine products for the ladies. That's really important stuff for the babies, diapers, wipies, whatever they might need. Even, even things as simple as like just aspirin and things like that. If it can pass, there's tons of like pharmacies and stuff. We still got stores that are closed and a lot of our folks are, we got a lot of diabetics on the island too.
Right.
And
insulin and all that.
There's a lot of medication that needs to get out there and it's not reaching
the fleeing of young folks, right? With the fleeing of young folks.
It's
the people are vulnerable on the island.
We're going to start getting professionals that are going to start leaving too. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
It's already started,
right? It's going to get a little rough. And
one of the things too that I forgot to mention that I've seen people starting to do now is within the package that they send, they're sending them either a map of Puerto Rico itself, and they're sending them list of resources, phone numbers that they could call or location, because we got to put ourselves into their mindset that they don't have internet right now. So anything that's easy for us to get, for example, I see a lot on Facebook like, oh, mira, vamos a ir a Orocovis today, vamos a estar dejando suministros in so-and-so location. Okay, what good does it do me? I don't know. I'm not in Puerto Rico, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you could write it down on a piece of paper and you send it to them, you say, hey, these are all the hospitals that are open. These are the locations that are taking you might be able to help you out. Another
that's an awesome idea. Yep.
Yeah, another big thing is, okay, here's a place that, you know, has phone service, or I've heard through this person. Write them a letter. Write them a note on there. Also, make sure that if you have the ability and you get a little bit of a connection to talk to your family members, get information from them and anybody around them so that you could relay that information to someone else.
Yeah.
Or get information from them and apply for them. Like, one of the things that I did was I applied for my uncle for the FEMA aid.
Nice. Because
they're like, they tell them, they're like, oh, you know, apply for the FEMA, but you have to do it online. He's like, yo, like, I don't have internet connection right now. God. Like, so I was able to get that information and did it for him. If you could do that too. But I will recommend putting a list of things inside there, list of location, resources, people they could call, numbers they could call, etc.
Yeah.
Or where they could walk to. Just to give them a sense of relief, because perhaps they don't know where to go.
Yeah.
You know? And also, wanted to clarify as well, they're going to be sending these boxes, but they still don't have people actually delivering them to the houses, from mm-hmm. my understanding. So when you send it out, you know, if you want to give them a call or let them know to pick it up at the post office, we will be proactive to send you the tracking number. So that you could have an idea of when it's getting to that post office.
So you could always track it. Actually, I put the tracking on my phone, so I get like alerts when it was sent. And so it's going to be a little bit of a delay, especially those people that are out of the metro area. My packages have been delayed like 8 to 10 days. We're hoping that it gets better. But just expect it to be some delay.
One thing, too, that I forgot to mention, we talked about this before the podcast, is to be very careful of the fake news, right? The fake news that you get, or the bochinche that you might hear here and there. So, and it has to do with mail as well, which is why I'm bringing it up. There's been people saying, oh, que se están robando los paquetes, o ese dinero no se están robando on the way there. Maybe it happened once, maybe it happened two times, but it's not happening to every single package that's out there, which is why we're pushing for priority mail with the tracking and insurance in there. Because, you know, if it happens without it, then you're SOL, unfortunately. But when we have that information and we have that at our disposal, then we could actually do something about it. Yeah. But be careful, as far as us here in the diaspora, be careful what you share on social media. Because that just creates more chaos, and then people start losing hope and they stop donating. I know there's been instances where people are using stuff and saying, oh, this donate to this link, and it's not to that person.
Yeah.
They might be using other people's images. They might be using other people's fundraising efforts or name for fake stuff. So if you're doing that, man, F you. Because you know what?
At the end,
yeah, man. Like, I swear to God, they're like,
you're going to piss off a lot of people, man.
I swear to God, where's your heart, man? But for those that are perhaps on Facebook and looking at stuff, be careful. And for our leaders out there, those that I know, we have a lot of people that are leaders in the community that listen to this podcast. Be careful what you post as well. Verify. I always verify everything like 2-3 times. I'll hit up Roberto and be like, yo, have you heard about this? Or find out. Can you find out about this? Because I don't want to look stupid. And as a leader in the community, you don't want to look stupid by putting false information out there. So make sure you vet everything. Vet the organization as you're donating to. If you want to vet us and see what we're up to, you could just go to any of our links and see exactly what we're doing. And I'll be more than happy to talk to you about it. Roberto will be happy too, I think. So hit them up. Anything else, gentlemen?
No, man, I just want to say that I'm so proud of like Chicago and the efforts that they've been doing. You know, the Puerto Rican agenda, planes and pallets, or pallets and planes, I'm not sure the order, but man, all the work that they're doing, all the centers that are really really giving, man.
It's awesome to see that, man. Yeah. Because you know, a lot of us tend to get busy, you know, and we lose focus to what our mission is. Mm-hmm. But I think right now a lot of organizations are getting that fire back, right? Esto lo que estamos, and it's kind of bringing it back to like the 60s and 70s from what I heard, you know, that a lot of people were doing stuff for the community. You had the young lords out there back in the day and people doing stuff. Now it's doing things for our loved ones in Puerto Rico. And let me assure you, they see it. Our loved ones in Puerto Rico are seeing that we're doing stuff. Even though the government might not be doing things for them, but they see that the diaspora and their loved ones are se están moviendo for them, and they're pushing. So, like I said, please share the event. Share this podcast with other people. It's a nice visual way to see what's actually happening, what we're doing. $25 donation for the event, October 22nd. It's good. What's the address again?
223 North Menard. There's plenty of parking in the front. It's big. And you're not going to miss it.
You know what? We didn't mention the menu. So okay. What's the menu?
All right, so one of the things that I can guarantee is that a lot of the stuff is going to be homemade, right? So, like, if I'm going to do barbecue sauce or something barbecue, then it's going to be homemade barbecue sauce. I'm going to make jerk chicken pinchos. Then
those are good.
I'm going to make sure that I make the jerk sauce or the jerk marinade. Yeah. I'm going to make that from scratch. So a lot of the stuff is from scratch. So we got guayaba barbecue chicken wings.
Yum.
We have jerk chicken pinchos.
Yum, yum, yum.
We have gandules guisados. Those are going to be fresh. We got for people that don't eat meat, we're going to have king steaks or kingfish steaks, right?
Mm.
On the grill, we have a lot of vegetables. We have people that are also giving side dishes. If you feel that, you know, you want to share something, bring it. Bring it. Don't forget to bring liquor too and your drinks. Let me see. We're also making barbecue ribs and tips. That's a Chicago thing. Mm-hmm. Chicago rib tips. And then I think that's about it.
Yep. But so an amazing menu that you probably won't find anywhere.
No.
I know,
sir.
the guava chicken. Hello. You won't find it anywhere.
Nope.
So and it's only $25. So come by, share the link, share the Facebook page, share this podcast. There's a lot of work that I'm leaving you guys to do, but I know you could do it. Email us at Reconstruction Event, RICAN. STRUCTION event at gmail.com, or even easier, just message us on Facebook at La Verdad LTD or at Urban Pilon. Anywhere on your social media outlets, you'll be able to find that. You'll also have music from Bomba Cumbuya.
Yes.
Starting at 8 o'clock. Amazing, amazing Bomba music.
And then it's that music's going to be trapped in the basement.
Mm.
Man, it's a Sunday. You might get the Holy Spirit. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts. Guaranteed. Well,
thank you once again, bro. Thank you guys for coming
by. Thanks for having us.
I know we're definitely going to have to do another one to just have a chill session and talk. Probably post the event, after the event, so we could talk more about how it went. So once again, thank you guys for listening. Make sure you share this. Peace and God bless. Mm-hmm.